What if you had a night game and nobody came? Well, that wasn't the problem. The game attracted more than 114,000 people, another NCAA record. To commemorate the event, Michigan wore their throwback jerseys, which went back all the way to September 10th, 2011. Michigan's jerseys never had stripes, and when you saw them Saturday night, you appreciated just how wise Michigan's founders had been. It was less about tradition than about trade. But what if you invited the entire nation to watch your big game and you laid an egg? In the first half, Michigan could not have looked worse, trailing Notre Dame in first downs 15-3. The only stat that was even close was the only one that mattered, the score. Notre Dame had dominated Michigan the entire half, but led only 17-7. If lightning had been sighted near the end of the third quarter, with Notre Dame ahead 24-7, you could make a pretty good case for calling this game early, too. Michigan started the fourth quarter with the ball on Notre Dame's one-yard line, when the runner fumbled. If the ball had bounced toward the Irish, fans would have headed for the aisles, with the first night game declared a failure. But the luck of the Irish switched to the Wolverine side this time. The ball bounced right back to quarterback Denard Robinson, who did what he does, trotted into the end zone for an easy touchdown. What happened next is hard to believe, even now. The same team that could not do anything right for three quarters suddenly could not do anything wrong. The Wolverines caught fire, scoring touchdown after touchdown, taking the lead for the first time with just a minute and 12 seconds left. But Notre Dame finally woke up and scored its first touchdown of the quarter, leaving the Wolverines stuck with a 31-28 deficit and just 30 seconds left. When you lose, no matter how heroically you played, all people will talk about is what you did wrong. The critics would have asked what happened to the high-powered offense the team had inherited and why the defense wasn't any better than the disastrous one from the year before. But when you win, all people talk about is what you did right, and Michigan started doing a lot of things right. Amazingly, with just 8 seconds left, Michigan gave itself another chance to win the game. Roy Rountree had not caught a single pass the entire night. But in the huddle, the normally unassuming man told Robinson, "Give me the ball." And that is exactly what Robinson did, sending a pass soaring to the edge of the end zone. The defender was all over Rountree, but it didn't matter. That ball was his, and when he caught it, the game was Michigan's. It's fashionable to say Michigan Stadium is home to the quietest 100,000 people in the world. But thanks to a full day of partying, the new acoustics, and the almost surreal feeling that night, no crowd anywhere could have been louder. And the fans didn't stop. Not when the players jumped into the student section to sing the victors. Not when Denard actually skipped off the field. Not when he returned for a post-game interview. Not even when they turned out the lights. The fans just moved their celebrations elsewhere around town. It hasn't stopped all week. People are still buzzing about this game. Winning solves a lot of problems, but not all of them. This team has got a lot of work to do, and the coaches know it. But who cares? I cannot imagine the fans ever seeing, hearing, or feeling anything like they did in the old stadium that night. We don't have to wait to gain perspective on this one. We can say right here and right now that that was the greatest finish in the history of the Big House. Don't believe me? Just ask any one of the 114,000 people who were there, or the half million folks who will soon be telling you they were.